Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Norwood. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Hartzell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta bunts towards the mound. Hartzell fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. Bosley moves to second. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. Bosley scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartzell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a fly ball towards right. Torres settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Torres. Landreau moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau moves to third. Bamba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bosley moves to second. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Torres reaches second base with a double. Bosley scores. Horta moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon is walked intentionally. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta scores. Torres scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Pete Redfern now pitching. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Lemon moves to third. Morrison moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Morrison moves to third. Pryor moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosley strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torres for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into center field. Edwards picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Lemon moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Redfern has Lemon trapped. There's the throw to Castano and over to Borgman, who tags Lemon for the out. Morrison moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to home to get Morrison. Foley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Stanfield now pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanfield covering, for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 2 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Torres strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.